Desert ritual and ceremony will teach you how to walk, to breathe, to eat, to sleep. There is a proper way to do everything. The desert will teach you this. Desert manners. Even in the certain way in which to approach the juniper tree. There are variations. They depend upon the tree, the soil in which he or she has set its root feet, and the time of year. This is what I learned. Walk toward the tree, but get no closer than 5 or 6 feet. You will know when to stop. Then, wait. Do not speak. Wait until you know that the juniper is willing to have you approach. This is the most difficult step. A juniper tree will always keep you waiting. This is a certainty. You will wait sometimes for hours. Once, I sat all day and into the night until the moon rose over the mesa. It was only then that I felt juniper turning to face me, openly acknowledging my presence. I felt frightened for a moment. Silhouetted against the light of the moon, the tree transformed herself. She was the eldest in the company of her companions. She was in charge of receiving.
The wind carried her dry, dark green, pungent voice
on its eddies.
A sound light as owl feathers fell around me like gossamer. She was a dancer. She stopped the wind at her command and began to move sensually.
She was a dancer.
From her trunk.
She stopped the wind at her command and began to move sensually.
And leave.
From her trunk through every branch, limb, sprig and leaf, she began a gentle stretching at first, reaching outward in all directions and upwards to the Pleiades. She stretched for what seemed like hours.
Then
I waited.
She began her dance on the windless.
Then she began her dance on the windless moon-glazed mesa,
a slow,
undulating meander, rhythmic. The movement of circles and spirals on moonlit canvas. With countless juniper sprig brushes, she painted her dance upon the night, and my eyes to remain like the memory of something unutterably lovely, someone's touch exquisitely tender on my face. I drew in my breath. Hours passed. The moon set. Only then did she stop her dance and her whisper song painting. She was still then, and silent in the grey dawn. She waited for me. It was acceptable to approach, acceptable to speak to her. She had spoken at first, as is appropriate for an elder. She had seen me wait, desert manners. I took 2 steps toward her, sat down. So long had I waited, no audible words came. Yet with each breath, I heard my body say, "Thank you."
Number 7. About going home.
Avoid going home at all costs.
It is too dangerous.
Stay out there.
Stay out there. Stay with the desert
wherever you go.
Even if you must remove your body and cart back to the city.
Leave the river in your blood. The blood stains from being lost on your legs.
The copper sun, full moon on your skin.
The reverence for juniper and your litany.
Remember your manners.
You must be careful
when you return to the city. There is no safety for women lives there.
There is no safety.
You will have to go about your way stronger
to protect yourself.
You will be stronger and more vulnerable than when you left.
It is best to remember not to speak of some of the things you have done alone in the desert.
People will misunderstand what you say.
It is difficult to explain.
If you try,
your listener will miss the point. Perhaps be inattentive or interrupt your story. This person and many others you thought you knew will not know about desert manners. Remember each place where you put your foot down on the desert. Remember the feel of the river in your hair, sun on your bare skin. Walk freely and rhythmically. Walk sensually with the knowledge of juniper dance paintings in your body. See your reflection against the underbelly of the moon, never in a mirror. Return to the desert each night to dream and dream.